I have been writing this episode on and off for the past couple of months, and that's mainly because I've switched topics on what I want to talk about multiple times now, because I essentially create episodes based off of what pertains to me in the moment. So if I'm not vibing with it anymore, then there's no point in talking about something that happened to me months ago, which is why you guys have not heard from me in forever. Sometimes I get really inspired and I want to talk to you guys about how I'm like the absolute worst with managing my money, or I'll be writing about some crazy think piece because I saw this one TikTok, or I've like read a small little snippet of an article and in my head I felt like I've made some crazy realization and had a crazy like epiphany moment, but then I'll go back and erase multiple paragraphs that I've written because I'll realize that it's something that I'm not really passionate about talking about anymore, or just doesn't feel right. But I think today I've landed on something that I have a lot to talk about because it's essentially something that stayed with me forever and has quite honestly made me into the person that I am today, for better or for worse. And it's the never-ending cycle of stress that I constantly put myself in. Stress is something that everyone deals with on a day-to-day basis. It can be healthy or unhealthy depending on how easily you get stressed, why you get stressed, or if the stress is valid or not in whatever situation it may be. I want to talk about my own experience with stress and the things that I get stressed about, because honestly, the list is quite long, but I'm not going to list out everything because then the episode would just be way too long and I would have you guys sitting there listening to me forever. So the interesting thing is that I'm finding myself in this new place of being stressed, but then also having my head feel super empty. It's like this weird combination of letting my days fly by and feeling like I'm floating on a cloud, but when there's something I do have to pay attention to, I stress like a literal madman. Like, obviously, sometimes stress is warranted because it can be healthy. It would be a tad bit concerning if you were never stressed. Like, I'm jealous if you're like that, but at the same time, I think a healthy dose is perfectly fine. And I'll give you guys an example of what happened in my life recently that I feel like kind of goes to show how stressed I can get in a given situation. So as some of you guys may know, if you follow me on IG or essentially just any social media platform, which you should if you haven't already, I'm becoming pretty active. I went to New York for 4 days a couple months ago. Okay, this felt like forever ago. And it was to shoot content for the job that I used to work at. Also, FYI, I'm no longer working there anymore and I'll deep dive into that on a later episode. But it was such an incredible experience, first of all, to be able to go to New York and on top of that, have these like flight expenses and hotel expenses taken care of by my company. So not only was it my first time in New York, but it was also my first work trip ever at my first ever corporate job. So it's just like a whole bunch of firsts. And second of all, it was a really great experience because I got to interact with like really cool people that I don't think I would have met otherwise, and visited places that I've only ever seen online. So all of it just felt really surreal and I felt so disconnected from like the person that I normally I'm like, you know, and yes, I'm like in the city over here all the time, but New York is just so much bigger, so much faster and way more hectic. Like Toronto does not compare. But essentially, I was there to shoot a pop-up event and the event ran a span of 2 whole days and I was there for 4. I was literally shooting content on the fly and getting it ready to post on the same day. I would have to edit the footage and have it sent over before a certain time. So I was constantly running in between the event, my hotel, getting in the Uber, and being at the Chobani Cafe that was really close by the pop-up. I just want to say that I don't ever want to go to the Chobani Cafe ever again in New York because I was there for 3 straight days in a row and the workers pretty much recognized me on the 3rd day because I would just sit there for so long editing the footage. Like, I remember there was this one day where I ordered a grilled cheese sandwich because I didn't have time to eat lunch. So I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to order food at the Chobani Cafe and just edit this thing that I have to get sent over by a certain time. I barely ate that grilled cheese sandwich because I was so focused on editing. Now, like, don't get me wrong, the food and drinks at the cafe were delicious, but I just have way too much work trauma associated with that place, so you will not catch me there again. But, you know, shout out to them for the free Wi-Fi that was, like, really high speed. Without them, I would not have been able to edit and send over those videos, so love them for that. I also wanted to go to Central Park so bad when I was in New York, but there just wasn't the time because we were staying in Soho, so we weren't even moderately close to the place, but I was still very, very happy with the places that we did get to see, such as Chinatown and Little Italy. It felt really surreal to roam the streets of these places late at night, and the only reason why I felt comfortable doing all that late at night was because I was with my boyfriend, but if I was by myself, you best believe that I would be sitting in my bed all nice and tucked in by 8 o'clock. Like, there's no way you would have caught me out there. But I truly felt like a country mouse visiting the big city for the first time. Okay, now that I'm done with like all the positives of this, now I can tell you about the downside. So the downside to this experience was the fact that I was constantly stressed. I was constantly stressed because in my head, all I could think about was that, you know what, if this footage doesn't turn out well, then my team and like my manager, they've put in like all this money and like flew me out for no reason. And it was also like the first time in my job that I felt like, you know, this is a really great opportunity to prove myself and show how good I am in my job. So I was like stressing about all these different things. And then on top of that, like, I'm in a totally new area. So you can just like imagine how much I was like overloading my mental. I was waking up at 7 a.m. every morning to get ready and then sleeping at 12 or 1 because I just wanted to enjoy the city and take in as much of New York as I possibly could while ensuring that I was still doing as much work as I was basically supposed to. I was so sleep deprived when I got back, but at the end of it, it was really worth it because at the end of the day, it was still tons of fun and a great experience, even alongside all that stress. Okay, so the reason why I felt so stressed, and to kind of like put everything into perspective, I was the only person from my team that was there and everyone was sort of counting on me. It was a really big opportunity for someone like me that had just started working there like practically 6 months ago at that time. So I felt like there was this immense pressure being put on my shoulders, and of course I didn't feel it. Of course, no one there felt it as much as I did. Being stressed about work and wanting to ensure that you do a good job is completely valid, you know, because it means you care. But then the downside of that is just stressing so much that you just can't be present and just stressing unnecessarily. I was stressed that the content wasn't performing well, alongside stressing about what I had to do for the next day, like while those things were like all happening, while the event was still present, while the pop-up was still going on. I was like thinking about all these things and like thinking about like the what ifs and like internally fighting myself every day to not be happy, to not be satisfied with myself, because all I could think about were the things that I was doing wrong and the list of things that I could have been doing but just wasn't able to do. And I feel like me even just talking about it right now sounds so tiring, to be honest. I remember during one of the events that they had there, there was a bunch of these like higher ups that were complimenting the work that I had done so far and the videos that I had made, but deep down I felt like those compliments didn't really validate me in the way that I should have felt validated and reassured and like rewarded internally. Instead, all I could think about were like all of my shortcomings, even despite the fact that there was like physical evidence that what I was doing was great and everyone loved it. I just wasn't happy with it myself. I always felt like I could be doing better and nothing was ever enough for me. It's motivating, but also I just had this crippling fear because I rarely ever celebrate myself at the end of the day. It is so incredibly hard to be proud of myself. And this goes hand in hand with that feeling of stress because I'm always stressing about the fact that people will think that I'm not good at what I'm doing and that I'm terrible at my job. Like, it's genuinely one of my biggest fears. I stress about what people are thinking about me, and I stress that they won't like me because all I want is to be liked. Like, who doesn't want to be liked? The reason why I'm giving this example is because it's a very solid moment where I felt like all this stress was just eating away at all the good moments and the praise that I did get, and everyone else was just so reassuring besides myself. Like, I was the only one that wasn't able to give myself reassurance. So I think after some time and after a bunch of reflecting after that trip, I think it just made me realize, like, okay, I gotta take a step back and breathe for a second, because everything that I'm thinking about in regards to this trip gave me immense stress. And it made me realize I have to take a chill pill because it's affecting me more than mentally. It's affecting me physically. I realized a couple months ago that I held a lot of anxiety in my shoulders. They'll be constantly tense. And at one point, you just realize how exhausting it is to be so high strung. No one enjoys being anxious and having a million negative thoughts in their head when they should be filling up their mental space with something way more productive and positive. And it's so crazy because there was a point in my life that I was kind of grateful for my anxiety, you know? And it sounds ridiculous, but I always found it to be something that motivated me. Like, in a way, fear motivated me. I didn't want to be poor and homeless, so the fear of that made me work hard. I had this innate fear of not wanting other people to perceive me as being lazy with no ambitions or goals, so I always kept myself busy and productive. I didn't want people to think I was not cool, so I kept up with trends and spent money on new clothes, like money that I didn't have. And I think there's just like a lot of things that I do that stem from fear and stress, if I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. And sometimes it's hard to separate that from what you think you truly want versus what you think you need to do for other reasons that don't come from a positive place. And I don't know, I think after all this, it just made me realize that I approach life in a very negative way. I think I push back on being happy because I feel like I don't deserve happiness, and it's something that I constantly have to strive and achieve for. I have this mentality of thinking that, oh, once I achieve this, I'll be happier. If I had more money, I'll be happier. If I was cooler, I'll be happier. But I can never ever let myself be happy in the moment. I'm constantly standing in the way of my own happiness because I've always been taught that what I have is just never going to be enough. Like, me just by myself, I'm not good enough. In this culture of wanting more and living big and having ambitious goals, I've always felt like I fell short. It didn't matter how much I achieved. I always felt like I could do better, and it was expected of me to do better. Maybe this is just one of the things about capitalism, or maybe this is just one of those things that just happen when you grow up in an ethnic, like, Asian household where everyone is just kind of like pitted against each other, and you just hear your parents constantly like comparing you to other people or comparing themselves or just being highly, highly critical about everything. You know, whatever it is, it just keeps you trapped. And I feel like another reason that kind of adds to all this, it definitely stems from the insecurities that I see within myself that are sometimes amplified by projections made by other people. And I think the hardest thing about working on yourself is that it's a very delicate process. You have to be open to change and to be vulnerable with yourself. And in the process of doing that, it's not like you're able to cut off all the external stressors that can push you back. You can't just fucking like up your life and move to a foreign country like some people have the privilege to. No one can afford that. Or sorry, I shouldn't say no one, but like a majority of people cannot afford that. And it's just not like realistic. I have no doubt that there's so many people out there that want the best for themselves and actively try to work towards that. Yet any progress that they've made can be undone by external pressure, projections made by other people. It's very easy to say, you know, like, just don't focus on what other people are saying. How you feel about yourself is what matters at the end of the day. And that's it's very true. I don't doubt the power of believing yourself, because the stronger your own voice is, the less that other people's voices matter. People that are confident in themselves literally do not give two fucks about how others perceive them. Like, it's true. It's as simple as that. You may find it corny, but like it holds a lot of truth. It's also important to understand that there's like people out there that try to be better for themselves, but will always find themselves like falling short because they're being kicked down. And I honestly think I'm one of those people. I'm not scared to admit that I've been through this whole process of wanting to be happier with myself, feeling more secure in myself, but then reverting to a dark and insecure place when any sort of small event happens that kind of just reaffirms how I negatively feel about myself. It is so easy and too comfortable for me to go back to this place of negative thinking and self-pitying. I think I've always been ashamed that it's been difficult to create significant growth in myself. And I always wondered why I always felt so stunted in my growth and inability to want to change. Change is not linear and it's not black and white, and my fear of change stems from something that I still have yet to identify. Like, I really wish I knew. I think that I can't forgive myself for a lot of things, and I'm honestly trying to change that. I think what I want all of us to reflect on in this episode is not necessarily about how to better yourself, because I think we're glazing past a lot of other things that are important to get to that stage. And sometimes the methods that people use when they think they have to better themselves can come off shallow and not necessarily a deeper fix. Like, it's kind of just like a surface level fix. So, for example, let's say if you think that in order to be more secure and confident in yourself, you have to have a better body, so you think that going to the gym is a fix, that may be true in some cases, because I'm sure that can definitely skyrocket your confidence, and exercising is a very healthy thing for your mind and body. But why is it that you're not happy with the body that you have now? Let's say if you were to like lose all the gains that you had, would you go back to being in a bad place? Like, would you not be secure in yourself anymore? I truly think that if you can't love yourself in the state that you're in right now, you're not going to be happy with what you think will fix it, because it will just leave you wanting more and you'll never be satisfied. It's such a tricky thing because we're all taught to love ourselves and we think we do, but sometimes it's just because we're meeting these expectations and standards of either society or the people around us, and that's why we're finally content with who we are, not because we're now fully secure in ourselves, but because we feel more accepted. Does that kind of make sense? Like, this is something that I kind of realized as of lately, because I think that like I do a lot of things that I think initially are meant for me, but then after some like deeper analysis, I'm just like, wait, do I actually want this? Or is it because this is what other people deem to be like cool, and this is what would allow for me to be more accepted into society? If you kind of get what I'm saying. And I just think that, you know, we gotta reevaluate why we think we deserve better and why these things that you deserve would make you happy, like really, truly happy, and what your definition of happiness is. I essentially want all of us to peel back another layer of ourselves and dig deeper down into our core. So I have some journal prompts for you, because I actually want to get back into journaling myself. So here are some questions that I'll leave you guys with to ponder and think about and to reflect after this episode, and just to create some, you know, inner dialogue. Okay, number one, list out 5 things that you believe you deserve in this time in your life. Number two, what do you think you have to do to achieve them? Number three, if you're unhappy, do you think that you're standing in the way of that happiness? Number four, what do you think makes you happy? Think about them, write about them. If you don't want to write them down, record a voice memo. I find that that's really helpful, or even just recording like a little webcam video of yourself from your laptop, whatever it may be, just any way to kind of get these like thought bubbles just out there in the world instead of having them like float around in your brain. I think it's really great to just have them in a tangible physical place. Maybe even just have it as like a discussion prompt with your friends, partner, loved ones, etc. Whoever you feel most comfortable with. That's honestly all that matters. But I hope that this episode was helpful. Once again, all over the place, but what's new? I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see y'all very, very soon. Bye.